Nestor Ruiz lives in Plant City. He came from Mexico when he was 5. He says he did well in school and was accepted into college, but couldn't afford it.
I graduated from high school in 2011, and that's when my education kind of stopped. Because it didn't have a legal status, they told me I could either pay like $9,000 every 3 months or not go there at all.
Ruiz lobbied legislators to pass the law that will enable more young people to pursue higher education. Isabel Souza Rodriguez with the Florida Immigrant Coalition says eligible students need to request a tuition waiver.
They have to go to the school, say that they're looking for this tuition waiver. They'll still be registered as a Florida non-resident. They'll have to show that they attended a Florida high school for 10th, 11th, and 12th grade consecutively, and that they received a high school diploma.
Students must apply for college within 24 months of graduating high school, or they can't get the cheaper rate. The state doesn't know how many students the new law impacts. Florida is believed to have close to 1 million undocumented residents of all ages. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.